Tianjin Cross-Border E-Commerce Demo Park inaugurated. The signing and unveiling ceremony of Tianjin Cross-Border E-Commerce Demo Park and Tianjin Global Go Cross-Border E-Commerce Industrial Park was held in TIDA. Hangzhou Treehouse Technology, Rockcheck Group Fancy Go, and Best Inc. signed the contracts and settled down in the park. The park will promote the establishment of TIDA's digital trade ecosystem and the rapid growth of cross-border e-commerce in Tianjin and even in North China. Multiple brands join in Tianjin TikTok Live Broadcast Industrial Park. Recently, the signing ceremony for investment projects of Tianjin TikTok Live Broadcast Industrial Park was held in TIDA. During the event, a number of high-quality enterprises such as CNPC Tianjin Company, U-Smile Tianjin Company and Tianjin Yumeijing Group signed the contracts and settled down in the park. The Industry University Research Basis of Tianjin Academy of Fine Arts and Tianjin University of Science and Technology also landed in the park. New intelligent R&D production base settles down in TIDA. Recently, Hangzhou Yuxin Intelligent Technology Corporation Limited landed in TIDA to build an AGV R&D production base. The project is a critical part for TIDA's auto industry to expand into the upstream auto manufacturing, and it will foster the construction of a fully fledged auto industrial chain in TIDA. Robot maker from TIDA completes a new round of financing. Recently, Chenxing Tianjin Automation Equipment Corporation Limited completed a new round of financing totaling 80 million yuan for the R&D of its new products and the production and application of Atom Robot. Chenxing is an indigenous manufacturer of parallel robots in TIDA, owning China's largest production base in this field. Five Talents Alliance boosts high-quality growth of TIDA. TIDA has established Five Talents Alliance in the fields like UAV, new materials, internet-based new economy to boost regional economic growth. To date, TIDA has invited 11 academicians as distinguished professors, brought in more than 400 members of enterprises, universities and research institutes, and signed 116 projects with a total investment of 22.1 billion yuan. Another 11 TIDA-based corporate technology centers obtaining certification. Recently, 11 enterprises in TIDA represented by Casino and Deepin Fair appeared on the 28th batch of certification list of corporate technology centers in Tianjin, accounting for over 20% of the total and ranking top among all districts and counties citywide. These companies in TIDA are industrial leaders with strong innovation capacity and intensive R&D investment. TIDA creates new domestic commercial factory model. Antu Jinxin Commercial Factoring Limited, a company from TIDA, finished the first cross-border RMB factoring transaction in China quite recently under a new model, namely cross-border factoring transaction operated by a commercial factoring company. The new model not only expands cross-border RMB application scenario, but also resolves problems facing international business such as lengthy collection period of receivables, high capital occupation, exchange rate fluctuation, etc. Yujiapu Factoring Forum successfully concludes the 9th 2021 China Commercial Factoring Industry Summit, and the 8th Yujiapu Factoring Forum was held in TIDA quite recently as the biggest and most influential annual event in commercial factoring industry. The summit is a grand gathering of industry insiders, renowned factoring companies and institutions. During this year's event, the Central SOE Factoring 50 Forum was established with TIDA as its permanent venue. demonstrating the robust momentum of factoring industry in the region. Cultural, business and tourism themed activities present a feast for the eyes. The 2021 Yuxiang Cultural, Business and Tourism themed fair was held along the bank of Haihe River, presenting eye-catching, traveling between ancient and modern times, enjoying autumn rhyme, serious activities at 100 member Tai Chi shadow boxing, performance, as well as an ancient Chinese costume show fully interpreted the beauty of the East, while the car trunk market brought some modern artistic taste to the scene, adding more fun to the weekend life for sightseers and local residents.